It's Christmas Day, Monday, December 25th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com and written by yours truly. I'm Adam McManus. On December 20th, Muslim bandits allegedly killed 19-year-old Jude Nicodemus and severely injured two others in Plateau State, Nigeria, reports International Christian Concern. In addition, Fulani Muslim militants grazed cattle on other people's property and destroyed produce that was intended for use at Christmas. Matthew 7, verses 18 through 19 says, "Every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit." On Saturday, Iran threatened that the Mediterranean Sea could be, quote, closed, end quote, if the U.S. and Israel continued so-called crimes in Gaza, reports Reuters. The Iranian government has shown support for the militant Muslim terrorist group Hamas in its war against Israel, while the United States has strongly backed Israel, despite growing criticism of the Israeli military's war effort. It's unclear how Iran would follow through on such a threat, as the country has no direct access to the Mediterranean Sea and no major naval presence outside the Persian Gulf. Steering clear of a political firestorm for now, the U.S. Supreme Court said Friday it would not immediately decide the key question of whether Donald Trump has broad immunity for actions he took as president challenging his 2020 election loss, reports NBC News. Without comment, the court denied special counsel Jack Smith's request, asking the justices to circumvent the normal appeals court process and quickly decide the question, which looms large in Trump's prosecution in Washington over allegations of election interference. If Trump were to win on this threshold issue, the charges would be dismissed. If he loses, the legal proceedings in the trial court would continue. In a December 22nd interview with conservative radio talk show host Hugh Hewitt, former President Donald Trump defended his comments on immigration, while his critics accused him of using Hitlerian language for saying illegal immigrants are, quote, poisoning the blood of our country, end quote, during a recent campaign rally, reports the Epoch Times. Listen.
Mr. President, you've also said illegal immigrants are poisoning our blood. What do you mean by that?
They're coming in from Asia, from Africa, from South America. They're coming from all over the world. They're coming from prisons. They're coming from mental institutions and insane asylums. They're terrorists. Absolutely. That's poisoning our country. That's poisoning the blood of our country. We have no idea who they are, where they are.
Your critics say that you are using Hitlerian language that was used to dehumanize Jews by saying that Jewish blood cannot be part of German blood. Do you have anything like that in mind when you say poisoning our blood?
No, and I never knew that Hitler said it either, by the way. And I never read Mein Kampf. They said I read Mein Kampf.
So you intend no racist sentiment whatsoever when you say poisoning our blood?
If you look at the polls, I'm doing incredibly with African American. I'm doing incredibly with Hispanic. The highest numbers anyone's ever seen for a Republican candidate. The reason is they know me. Look what I've done. Criminal justice reform. I got the black colleges and universities funded. Nobody else did that. Opportunity zones with Tim Scott. I got that done.
Your critics keep saying, oh, he wants to be Hitler. He's talking about poisoning our blood. He's trying to be a Nazi. How do you respond to these people?
First of all, I know nothing about Hitler. I'm not a student of Hitler. They say that he said something about blood. He didn't say it the way I said it either, by the way. It's a very different kind of a statement. What I'm saying when I talk about people coming into our country is they are destroying our country. We have prisoners coming in. We have mental patients coming in by the thousands. I believe the number will be 15 million people, maybe more than that, by the time this lunatic leaves office.
A new undercover investigative video reveals that Planned Parenthood in Missouri is smuggling minor girls across state lines to get them abortions in Kansas due to Missouri's abortion ban, reports LifeSiteNews.com. In the first segment of an investigative video series conducted by Project Veritas, Priscilla Jones, the receptionist at the Planned Parenthood in Kansas City, Missouri, asked how old the girl was.
How old is she? She's 13. Her parents don't know yet.
LaShauna, the Planned Parenthood managing director, added her thoughts.
Yeah, we don't do it in Missouri. It's illegal. But we do have, I can give you a packet of the two locations that do it in Kansas.
Both Priscilla Jones and LaShawna underscored the ease of procuring an abortion for a minor across state lines and without her parents' knowledge.
If you're trying to do it without the parents knowing, then you need to call because they need to do a bypass.
Yeah. They will bypass without the parents. You just have to make sure you tell them that one.
What is a bypass?
Just not letting the parents know.
Great. Yeah. So I can bring her?
Yeah. You just have to, when you call, just tell them the situation. They'll walk you through everything.
John 8:44 describes Planned Parenthood and its minions to a T. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And finally, the older she gets, the more actress Candace Cameron Bure feels called by God to take on projects that align with her Christian faith and inspire the next generation, reports the Christian Post. In April 2022, Bure was announced as the chief content officer for Great American Family, a network the actress says puts God, family, and country first, in stark contrast to much of the content put forth by Hollywood, including the now pro-homosexual Hallmark movies. Bure said, while not all of the films at Great American Family are faith-forward, you'll see that many of them have little hints of things that people do on a regular basis, like taking time to pray, whether it's praying before meals and before bedtime, or people just honoring God in different ways. Certainly with our Christmas movies, we remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. The birth of our Savior is why we celebrate Christmas, end quote. Bure stars in the Great American Family's new movie entitled My Christmas Hero, which pays tribute to the military. And that's The World View on this Christmas Day, Monday, December 25th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.